Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast wherever you find podcasts or on asgoeswisconsin.com or civicmedia.us. Lots of places to listen, lots of places to tune in, and we always love hearing from you, 844-967-2789. So it is the giving season, and we love highlighting and promoting the good that people and organizations are doing across Wisconsin. And so this coming Thursday, right here in Waukesha, Sharp Literacy, Kohl's, Carroll University, and Quad are all partnering to provide Holiday Happiness, which is a shopping excursion for deserving students at Hadfield Elementary School in Waukesha. And here to tell us more about it is President and CEO of Sharp Literacy, Linda Kohler. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us. So I guess just for anyone who doesn't know Sharp Literacy, what is the mission of that your organization?
Sure. Sharp partners with educators to foster a love of learning and brighten children's futures through our innovative STEAM-based programming. So we have programming in 50 schools this academic year, serving about 9,000 students, both in more Milwaukee Public Schools, Choice and Charter, as well as School District of Waukesha and Charter Schools in Waukesha.
And that's, so it's helping different schools across Waukesha, which is incredible. I think actually in stuff with you guys sometimes partner with CW18 because I think I've done some promos for you guys in the past, and it's such great work that you do. Yeah. And so this is, I was so excited to see, you know, where this show takes place in Waukesha. And so this is the second annual Holiday Happiness event. So this started last year. And so what were some of the details of how this event came together?
And it came together last year, you know, quickly. So Paul Combs, who was the basketball coach at Carroll University, is on our board. And we were meeting for coffee one day. This was literally like a week before school ended in Waukesha for the Christmas break. And that was kind of right after the parade. And we thought, wouldn't it be really fun to do something special for, you know, some of the students in the Waukesha, in our Waukesha schools. And we thought, wouldn't it be great to be able to have them, you know, be able to do a shopping spree and have the principal was Whittier at the time, and then Whittier, merged with Hatfield. So we sat down with Brandy Hart, who's the principal, and told her what we wanted to do. And she's like, absolutely. I called Quad, who's just been a great partner. And everybody was in. So we literally planned last year in about 4 days.
Oh, wow.
And we just wanted to really make—I know this year we had a little bit more time, but we really wanted to give these students, you know, that maybe wouldn't have had such a great holiday, maybe not a lot of things under the tree. So they picked 40 students. We went to Kohl's. It was kind of fun because they got to ride on a Coach USA bus versus their school bus. And they dropped them off at the students off at Kohl's, and they were buddied up with a Carroll University basketball player, volunteers from Quad, my staff, some board members, and we shopped, and it was awesome for the students to be able to. They had a $200 gift card at Kohl's, and it was just amazing. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it was just so heartwarming to see these kids and, you know, buying stuff, you know, not only for themselves, but for their siblings, for their grandma, for their mom, for their friends. And they're like, gosh, can I buy this Bucks jersey? Can I really buy a pair? I've never had a pair of Nikes. And they were just, you could just see the smiles on their faces and, you know, just shopping around, and the players were awesome with the students, and it just made, you know, for all the volunteers and the people from Quad and from Carroll University, it was just an incredible experience. So we wanted to do that again this year, and we partnered with Kohl's. So Kohl's is providing 80, so we're able to double the number of students that we have that participated last year, and they're each getting a $150 gift card. And it's going to be the same thing on Thursday. We have two different shifts, 40 at each time. And again, they're just going to, you know, we're hoping that makes their holiday just really happy and, you know, to maybe realize that, you know, these you're really special and people really care about you. And, you know, Sharp, we provide some great in-classroom experiences, and this is just an extension of that. So now we're giving some really cool out-of-class experiences for these kids, and they're from first grade to fifth grade.
Oh, and that's such a fun age. We're talking to President and CEO of Sharp Literacy, Linda Kohler, about the upcoming event on Thursday, Holiday Happiness. And so you said that last year it was a different elementary school, and then that school is merged with Hadfield. And so how, I mean, out of all the schools that you could work with, what was it about Hadfield Elementary that, that they were selected to participate?
Well, we that's one of our schools, one of our Sharp schools. And, you know, we had such a great experience with them last year, and with them merging, it was kind of traumatic too, you know, from these students from Whittier. Now they're going to a whole new school. And we just thought, let's stick with them. Let's stick with Whittier. And so now that there'll be students from Hadfield that, you know, some of them went to Whittier last year. So we're, you know, it's different kids, not the same students from last year, but we just wanted to, you know, try to ease a little bit of the, you know, uncomfortableness of going to merging with a new school and all of that. So we thought we'd stick with Hadfield. And next year we're hoping that we can do it, you know, maybe with one other school in addition to Hadfield. So we want to continue to expand on that. And for the students that, you know, weren't able to participate, what we're doing is Albanese's Roadhouse, Joey Albanese's, is donating pizza for all of the students the last day of school before winter break. So on December 22nd, we're going to provide, I think it's 800 slices of pizza and cookies and water and for the kids that, that weren't able to participate. So just to make them feel pretty special too.
Linda, I can't believe you pulled this together last year in 4 days. That's truly astonishing.
That is next level as far as organization and execution.
And I can't say enough about Kohl's last year too. The manager Chantel, you know, they brought in extra cashiers, and this year we're so organized. It's crazy. But we'll be able to. We have Santa coming this year, and balloon arches, and we're just going to be a little bit more organized. But it'll still be the kids will just still have, you know, they had a great time last year and they'll have a great time this year, but just some little enhancements that, because we had a little bit more time to do this.
Just a little bit more time. So, and how also just having this many volunteers, because I'm assuming that there's a lot of volunteers who need to be a part of this event. And so how do you go about finding people in the community who want to pitch in?
Yeah, so we needed 80 volunteers because we have, you know, two different shifts. So the kind of, we call it the morning shift and then the afternoon shift. And Quad has been unbelievable. They've been just a really great supporter, Joel Quadaracci and his staff. And we have a board member, Pat Henderson. So they, once we told them what we were doing, they're like, absolutely. So I think we have 20 or 25 volunteers from Quad. Kohl's is providing over 20 volunteers. My staff's all in. I have probably four or five board members. And then Carroll University, the players, they're so excited about participating again this year, and their coaching staff, friends and family, my sister coming. And we probably could have had, there was so much interest in doing this, because I think, you know, it's not only giving back, but I think it's a good way to really put everything in perspective as we all enter into the holiday season on really what is important.
Well, and, you know, it's so interesting because I think I this time of year, Toys for Tots is obviously a big annual thing. But one of the things they say, they never tell you what to buy, because there's kids who want so many different types of toys and they don't want the same of, like, too many of the same thing. But what you said that really stood out to me as far as how last year went was giving the choice to the kids of what did they want, and how rarely does that actually happen for young first graders to fifth graders to be like, really, I can just buy what I want, and just like how, like,
exactly,
wrapping their head around that. And so, like you said, some of the things, so it was Nikes and Bucks jerseys, but what are some of the, like, what were some of the other toys? Like, is there anything that was surprising last year that you saw some of the kids pick out?
Yeah, there was something that stood out to me, because we did it the day before the end of their school, their end of their academic break. So they were going on Christmas break, and it was pajama day the next day. And these kids, they said, you know, they don't really participate in pajama day because they just don't really have any pajamas that they can wear, like, in the, you know, outside and into the classroom. So I would say out of the 40 students, we had at least 35 that bought new pajamas. So they were so excited about being able to, you know, participate in pajama day the next day, and boots. So many of them, like, they wanted a really nice pair of boots, gloves, winter coats. And, you know, Kohl's is great because they have a sale and you get Kohl's cash. So, you know, they had money left over. They got to bring the Kohl's cash. And then, you know, maybe they gave that to their parents to come back and then they could shop. And there was one special little boy that he was checking out, and somebody had asked him, like, well, you had two bags of items, and they asked, well, what did you buy yourself? He said, I didn't buy myself anything. He said, I wanted my mom and my sister to have a very special Christmas, so I bought everything for my mom and my sister. Not one thing for him.
Oh, my gosh.
We're like, oh. So then our board member was just so, like, taken with this that he ended up getting the family a $100 gift card so he could go back and buy stuff for himself. I know. There's just so many great people in this world.
And just the fact that there's just young people who can wrap their head around that. There's certainly stuff that they want as children, but still just having that heart of, I'm going to get something for someone else, and how, I don't know, inspiring that feels, especially around this time of year. And so can you explain a little bit more about what the need in Waukesha County is for Sharp's program, or even, you know, more specifically programs like this as such a special surprise for some of the children here?
We expanded into Waukesha. So Sharp Literacy has been around 25 years, and we've always been in Milwaukee, Milwaukee Public Schools, choice schools, charter schools. Demographics are, you know, we're 90%+ Black, Brown students, high poverty. About 88% of the students that we serve in Milwaukee qualify for the free or reduced lunch. So just a really students that need our program, that really we have has a high impact. Well, I live in Waukesha County, and I just thought, gosh, you know, people don't realize the need that they have in Waukesha. Mm-hmm. There's a need for our program. We need to bring our program into Waukesha County. So met with the Waukesha School District and some of their folks and told them a little bit about what we do and, you know, the impact we make, the experiences that we give them. And they, you know, they wanted to make sure that, yes, that we would fit in with what they do. And, you know, because we're an in-school program. So, you know, what are you guys teaching them? What are they doing? What are they not doing when your program is in? So really just did, you know, sat down and talked to them about our program. And we're a STEAM-based program. So science, technology, engineering, the A for art and math. And showed them that, you know, this is what we do. We're hands-on. We teach kids the, you know, to a lifelong learning, sparking curiosity. Very hands-on. They do murals. They help create books. It wasn't a tough sell because they're like, wow, okay. So, and all of our curriculum fits the all of the, you know, the state standards. So we're not doing something different than what, you know, that's what's needed. And I get that question, well, why Waukesha? And I'm like, wow, we're probably one of the only programs in the Waukesha School District. Well, Milwaukee has a lot of programs, mm-hmm. which is, they're very fortunate to have, you know, other programs, not similar, but kind of similar to our program, where Waukesha just really doesn't, because people don't think that there's a need in Waukesha.
Absolutely. Well, we actually have to cut you off because we have to go to a break, Linda. But Linda Kohler, thank you so much for joining us. She is the president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. I can't wait to hear how their event this week goes. Stick with us. We have one more segment. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Come along with-